Hey, hey, my friend, this is Gina Scalpone. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone Podcast. It's a podcast for hustlers and dreamers to get a little kick in the pants business advice with a little bit of fun mixed in. And this is your host. I hope you're having a great day, my friend. Today, we're going to talk about upselling to our clients while they're in our chair and getting them to pre-book. Okay, I hope you're excited about this quick podcast episode, and I hope it is very helpful for you. Okay, let me just share a personal experience recently that happened in my life, and then I'm going to cross it over and reference it into selling products and booking your clients while they're in your chair for their next several appointments. So I've been getting physical therapy. I had a little baby almost 6 months ago, and I've been having some back problems and some neck problems and blah, blah, blah. So I decided to go see a physical therapist. I went and saw her the first time a couple months ago now. And after we were done with our appointment, she walked me right up to the computer, her computer. She had her laptop there. And she said, I would recommend that you come in every week, at least for the next 6 weeks. I was like, okay, great. She brought me right over to the scheduling appointment in her computer. And literally, we went and booked 6 weeks out. I was a little bit like taken aback by it, but I also very much appreciated it because I was there to get my, you know, physical problems fixed, and she was recommending I come in every week. And literally, she made it so easy for me to whip out my phone, pull out my calendar, and book the next 6 weeks appointments in a row after that. So that got me thinking, like, I wonder if other people do this for their, other hairstyles do this with their clients. So I want to talk about two different things today. We're going to talk about how to get them in your books for the next appointment, or the next several appointments, depending on what the service is. But first, I want to talk about how to upsell products to your clients that are coming in to see you. So I know that retail is such a point of contention, I'll say, for so many stylists. They don't believe in it. They feel like the clients can find it cheaper on Amazon, blah, 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 blah. Okay. You can make so much extra money if you upsell products to your current clients. They are also, it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to teach them what they need to know about their hair. So if they get a great hairstyle from you and they want to mimic the look when they go home, it's your responsibility to sell them products, or at least inform them and educate them about it. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to look at your clients for the next, let's say, 2 weeks. It's not their job to ask us about products. It's our job to be organized and assertive and suggest services and products to them. So look at your books for the next 2 weeks. See who's on your schedule. Make a note of what products they're currently buying from you that they have and they like, and what products they're due to buy from you, maybe something they already bought, and what's a product that you could sell to them that you think would be very beneficial to them and their hair. I want you to make a little note next to their name. Now, you can reach out to them in advance and say, hey, Stephanie, I'm looking forward to your appointment on Friday. I got this new shampoo and conditioner line in. I think you'd love it. Remind me to talk to you about it when you come in the salon. Or just make yourself a note so you remember to talk about this product to the client when she comes in. Now, to take that one step further, I want you to have that product sitting at your station, ready for her to walk out the door and buy. So she can smell it, so she can look at it, she can rub it in her hands. If it's like a serum or a hairspray, she could spray it so she can smell it. And it will help you not forget to actually talk to her about it. And then just make it super easy for her to put it in the bag and take it. Just say, I really recommend this product. This is how you get these curls. This is how you get the height in your hair to stay all night, blah, blah, blah. And you're gonna leave it, put it right in front of her, and then just say, would you like a bottle? That's it. So you're gonna be prepared in advance. You're gonna reach out to them if you can, if you're comfortable with that, and you're going to have the product right in front of them so you don't forget to talk to them about it. And so they leave because it's so convenient and they trust you and they love you. They're already coming in to get their services done. So why wouldn't they buy the product from you? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, if you know, this is also your job as a stylist, if you know that they need to come back in 4 weeks for a trim, or in 6 weeks for a keratin, or in 8 weeks for an extension touch-up, it's our job to say something to them, to get them to pre-book. So you're going to say to them, hey, let's get you on the schedule for your next color touch-up, or hey, let's get you on the schedule for your next haircut, that sort of thing. So I want you to bring them to the appointment, whether it's a book or the computer, and I want you to say, in 4 weeks from now, I recommend you get your color touch-up. I have an opening at 6 or 7 p.m. on Thursday. Which one works better for you? Don't give them a lot of options. Don't say, just let me know when you're due for your color, whatnot. Make it super easy for all parties involved. So this way they can't leave without actually pre-booking. And if they do, if they say, let me think about it, okay, I gotta look at my schedule, I gotta talk to my hubby, make yourself a note and reach back out to them in a few days and say, hey, Stephanie, I'd love to get your root touch-up back on the books. Can we schedule that now? So that's what I want you to think about. These are easy ways for us to upsell, create more income in our business, and it's providing more value to our clients. It's not their job to do the research and find out what product they need. It's not their job to sit and think and wonder, when do I need to get a haircut? When should I get my color touch up? When should I get my keratin done again? It's our job either to reach out to them to get them to book the next appointment, but better yet, have them book the next appointment while they're actually in your chair. In addition, upselling products to them that you know will benefit them. So, my friend, I hope this helped you out. If it did, will you share this podcast episode with one of your friends and leave a iTunes review for me? I would love to hear your feedback. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful day. Mwah!